WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
This is Anibon Basu with your Monday Morning Economic Report. One of the seemingly ubiquitous aspects of life in America is the bank merger. In an attempt to add economies of scale and scope, many banks have merged with others to get bigger. One might think that such dynamics would leave little space for community banks, which are far smaller than those merger-swollen giants and often suffer greater challenges complying with regulations or purchasing expensive new technologies. Available information indicates that America's community banks still play an important role and that many are thriving. According to the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, America's nearly 5,000 community banks reported an average return on equity of 10.6% last year. While that's less than that reported by larger banks, it is nearly 2 percentage points more than in 2017 and the most since the financial crisis. As indicated by The Economist magazine, only about 1 in 33 community banks lost money in 2018, the lowest share on record. But challenges remain. Can community banks compete effectively against their larger counterparts? The combined assets of America's community banks, around $2.3 trillion, roughly matches that of Bank of America, America's second largest bank. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Tuesday Morning Economic Report. Even a roughly 50-year low in national unemployment hasn't been enough to usher forth the rates of wage growth observed during prior decades. As we discussed yesterday, one way to deal with this is to identify occupations that pay well and make use of one's skills. Another potential action is to move to regions offering solid wage growth and perhaps a reasonable cost of living. Personal finance website Go Banking Rates analyzed 347 American cities with fewer than 500,000 people offering a combination of economic prosperity, population growth, and rising incomes. Analysts considered five-year data regarding population, housing, local output, and per capita income sourced from the Census Bureau's 2017 American Community Survey and other data from the Bureau of Economic Analysis. Researchers identified 30 top cities, 9 of them in the American South, including the number one town on the list, Naples, Florida. Other cities on the list include Santa Fe, New Mexico, Boulder, Colorado, and Raleigh, North Carolina. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Wednesday Morning Economic Report. While there is much to be thankful for with respect to the economy's recent performance, along the dimensions of output, employment, and wage growth, a growing number of economists are concluding that the next economic downturn is only about a year or so away. The National Association for Business Economics recently conducted a survey of 53 economists. The survey's results are considered a leading barometer of where America's business community believes the economy is heading. While the risk of recession in the very near term remains low, the risk of recession will rise sharply thereafter. Only 15% of surveyed economists indicated that the recession will begin sometime this year, but fully 60% believe one will commence by the end of 2020. As indicated by CNN Business, the survey stands for the proposition that the U.S. is likely nearing the final stages of what has been an epic run of uninterrupted economic growth that began during the summer of 2009. 56% of respondents indicate that increasingly protectionist trade policy is presently the leading risk to the economy. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Thursday Morning Economic Report. As indicated by writers Claire Kane Miller and Ernie Tedeschi, single mothers in the United States can face many barriers to stable employment, including affordable childcare and sufficiently flexible and predictable work schedules. For many, a sick child or even summer vacation can translate into a lost job. But since approximately 2015, something surprising has been occurring. Despite all the obstacles, the share of young single mothers in the workforce has climbed about 4 percentage points. According to a New York Times analysis of current population survey data, that result is primarily driven by those lacking college degrees. The rise in labor force engagement among single mothers is striking even compared with other groups of women, which have also expanded labor force participation during a period of very low national unemployment. The last time single mothers collectively experienced such a sharp rise in labor force participation occurred during the 1990s, a period also associated with strong economic performance, but also major federal policy changes, including welfare reform and tax incentives. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu. This is Anibon Basu with your Friday Morning Economic Report. When the economy is good, people generally feel happier. At least they should, all things being equal. One might think that this general spirit of joviality would be good for relationships, including marriages. But as with many things economic, real life often works out in somewhat counterintuitive fashion. Money represents the leading cause of stress in a relationship, according to data from a Northwestern Mutual Planning and Progress study. In the corresponding survey, 41% of people indicated that financial anxiety impacts their relationship with a spouse or partner. So a good economy should translate into less stress and better relationships. But as suggested by the late rapper Notorious B.I.G., the more money you have, the more problems you face. Apparently, he was right. According to the American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers, divorces tend to pick up rather than decrease during economic booms. As indicated by CNBC, it's easier to split up when there's more money to split. By almost a 2-to-1 margin, lawyers polled by the Academy indicated that they typically only observe a decline in the number of divorces during national economic downturns. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.